Chapter 1. Come on, you apes. You want to live forever? Unknown Platoon Sergeant, 1918. I always get the shakes before a drop. I've had the injections, of course, and hypnotic preparation, and it stands to reason that I can't really be afraid. The ship's psychiatrist has checked my brain waves and asked me silly questions while I was asleep, and he tells me that it isn't fear. It isn't anything important. It's just like the trembling of an eager racehorse in the starting gate. I couldn't say about that. I've never been a racehorse, but the fact is I'm scared silly every time. At D-minus 30, after we had mustered in the drop room of the Roger Young, our platoon leader inspected us. He wasn't our regular platoon leader, because Lieutenant Ratchak had bought it on our last drop. He was really the platoon sergeant, career ship's Sergeant Jalal. Jelly was a Finoturk from Iskander around Proxima. A swarthy little man who looked like a clerk, but I've seen him tackle two berserk privates so big he had to reach up to grab them, crack their heads together like coconuts, step back out of the way while they fell. Off duty, he wasn't bad. For a sergeant. You could even call him Jelly to his face. Not recruits, of course, but anybody who had made at least one combat drop. But right now, he was on duty. We had all each inspected our combat equipment. Look, it's your own neck, see? The acting platoon sergeant had gone over us carefully after he mustered us, and now Jelly went over us again, his face mean, his eyes missing nothing. He stopped by the man in front of me, pressed the button on his belt that gave readings on his physicals.
Fallout.
But Sarge, it's just a cold. The surgeon said,
Jelly interrupted.
But Sarge, he snapped. The sergeant ain't making no drop. And neither are you with a degree and a half of fever. You think I got time to chat with you just before a drop? Fall out!
Jenkins left us, looking sad and mad. And I felt bad, too. Because of the lieutenant buying it last drop and people moving up, I was assistant section leader second section this drop. And now I was going to have a hole in my section and no way to fill it. That's not good. It means a man can run into something sticky, call for help, and have nobody to help him. Jelly didn't down-check anybody else. Presently, he stepped out in front of us, looked us over, and shook his head sadly.
What a gang of apes, he growled. Maybe if you'd all buy it this drop, they could start over and build the kind of outfit the lieutenant expected you to be. But probably not, with the sort of recruits we get these days. He suddenly straightened up, shouted, I just want to remind you apes that each and every one of you has cost the government, counting weapons, armor, ammo, instrumentation, and training, everything, including the way you overeat, has cost on the hoof better than half a million. Add in the 30 cents you are actually worth, and that runs to quite a sum.
He glared at us.
So bring it back. We can spare you, but we can't spare that fancy suit you're wearing. I don't want any heroes in this outfit. The lieutenant wouldn't like it. You got a job to do. You go down. You do it. You keep your ears open for recall. You show up for retrieval on the bounce and by the numbers. Get me?
He glared again.
You're supposed to know the plan, but some of you ain't got any minds to hypnotize, so I'll sketch it out. You'll be dropped in two skirmish lines, calculated 2,000-yard intervals. Get your bearing on me as soon as you hit. Get your bearing and distance on your squad mates both sides while you take cover. You've wasted 10 seconds already, so you smash and destroy whatever's at hand until the flankers hit dirt.
He was talking about me. As assistant section leader, I was going to be left flanker with nobody at my elbow. I began to tremble.
Once they hit, straighten out those lines. Equalize those intervals. Drop what you're doing and do it. 12 seconds. Then advance by leapfrog, odd and even. Assistant section leaders minding the count and guiding the envelopment.
He looked at me.
If you've done this properly, which I doubt, the flanks will make contact as recall sounds, at which time, home you go. Any questions?
There weren't any. There never were. He went on.
One more word. This is just a raid, not a battle. It's a demonstration of firepower and frightfulness. Our mission is to let the enemy know that we could have destroyed their city, but didn't. But that they aren't safe even though we refrain from total bombing. You'll take no prisoners. You'll kill only when you can't help it. But the entire area we hit is to be smashed. I don't want to see any of you loafers back aboard here with unexpended bombs. Get me?
He glanced at the time.
Ratjack's roughnecks have got a reputation to uphold. The lieutenant told me before he bought it to tell you that he will always have his eye on you every minute, and that he expects your names to shine.